Satan been to apprehend. Love's as much a symptom, darling, as the cure. Oh, baby, when I feel this, I feel it's like a genuine voodoo hits me. It's been too long since somebody whispered.
Straight up 12 o'clock, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane. This is Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1 playing music by women across all musical genres. And we started out that set of music with the wonderful Adrienne Lenker. That is from her brand new record. The record is Bright Future, and the name of that song was No Machine. We heard the band Muna with their song Loose Garment. And Amber Bain, who records as the Japanese House, the name of that song was Sunshine Baby. The one, the only, Taylor Swift, who has just finished 11 weeks atop of the Billboard music charts. Her album, The Tortured Poets Department, that is a song from The Tortured Poets Department that was Guilty as Sin. And in it, she talks about the Blue Nile and Downtown Lights. And so we heard Downtown Lights, covered by Annie Lennox. We heard the wonderful Chapel Roan. That is Miss Kaylee Rose Amstutz, who records as Chapel Roan. She is everywhere these days. That's from her 2023 record, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. That was Pink Pony Club. And we just heard Mary Chapin Carpenter and Shut Up and Kiss Me. So when I sit in and host the show, we do a feature. It's called The Six Pack at Noon. It's a six-song set. And it might be by one artist, or it might be a theme. And today's theme, planes, trains, and automobiles. But in order to do that, I actually have to make sure that all of the things are working. So, you know, keep your fingers crossed. Let's try that again. Planes, trains, and automobiles.
She drove west from Salt Lake City to the California coastline. She hit the San Diego freeway doing 60 miles an hour. She had a husband on her bumper. She had a 5 restless children. She was singing as sweet as a mockingbird in that 40 canola. Don't mean to nuts and left their friends. Oh, it's cheating.
sit down on the train with my big pocket book, the guitar, and the sugar-free drink. I wipe the sweat off of my brow with the side of my arm, and I take off all that I can. I am trying not to have a bad day. Now everybody knows the way that is. Even though my baggage and I are using up a two-person seat, I'm not trying to be funny, but the guy who sits down next to me is even bigger than that. We are overflowing out of the seat, and I can't look at him. He doesn't look at me. Once you step on, you might never get off of the commuter train. Doesn't go very far away, but just the same, a trip and a half. My face is pressed up against the window, and through it I can see the reflection of the train. I spy on the big guy sitting next to me. He's drinking two beers and reading the New York Post, trying not to get in my way. Now everybody knows a kind of day that is. He is miserable and I am miserable. We are miserable. Can't we have a party? Would he rather have a party? After all, we have to sit here, and he's even drinking a beer. I wanna ask him what's his name, but I can't, 'cause I'm so afraid of the man on the train. Once you step on, you might never get off of the commuter train. Doesn't go very far away, but just the same, it's a trip and a half. Get me off of this train.
Get us off the trains. Oh.
Start making a deal, inspired by gravity. If I did wrong, I won't do it again, 'cause I can be sweet and good and nice. And if I had enemies, their friends, I'll hold on to my life with the grip of a vice.
On the fluffy clouds like a feather bed. But I'd rather have a real pillow underneath my head, lying in my bed, which is in my hometown, which is on the ground, far from an
end. My hometown,
far from an end.
My bed, my hometown,
far from an end.
My bed, my hometown,
on the airplane,
I'll be making a deal.
On the airplane,
I'll be making a deal.
Up on the airplane,
I'll be making a deal. I'll be making a deal. I'll be making a deal.
Driving out of Denver, I was following a shadow, staring down the mountain with my mouth wide open, wondering why. I thought about the ocean up along the pass, snow was blowing on me in that train. It was me in that train, like the first time that I met you. Holding up the sky, leaning on your leather, and I saw her with you, and I thought you were together. Like that moment in question, took a 10-second answer. You were out the door, but you were headed for me, like me in that tree. And the trucks were sliding sideways like sons of bitches. They were putting on their tire chains, rolling in the ditches. And I crawled on by like God was throwing the switches for me in that train. It was me in that train, like the night before Christmas. I was working downtown, shopkeeper, mistress, and a guy in a ski mask had a gun. Coming up the river like a long lost companion, and the walls went to heaven into endless darkness. The train lit up the sandstone like a thousand pardons. Just then, underneath me and my beating heart was in that train. Trucks were sliding sideways like sons of bitches. On the tire chains, rolling in the ditches, and I crawled on by like God was throwing the switches for me in that train. Yeah, trucks were sliding sideways like sons of bitches, putting on tire chains.
The sun's coming.
And there you have it. Our six-pack at noon, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. We started out with Nancy Griffith. That was her song Ford Econoline. Going all the way back to 1987, Lone Star State of Mind. The Roaches, going back even farther, their amazing self-titled album released in 1979, The Roaches, and the name of that song is The Train. And I think about it every time I take the T commuter train, every single time. The Roaches did some backing vocals on the Indigo Girls song Airplane from Rites of Passage. And not gonna lie, I think of that song every time I get on an airplane. Then we heard Patty Larkin and Me and That Train from 2006, A Go-Go. Mary Wells covering the John Denver song, Leaving on a Jet Plane. The amazing Mary Wells, right? We just heard Sarah McLachlan doing a cover of Old 55. That is on her album, Fumbling Towards Ecstasy Special Edition. And Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Thanks for listening to Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1, and we play music by women across all musical genres. It's freeform radio here at WMFO, and we really lean into that here on Something About the Women.
Write a story of a tidal wave. We run out of luck, we run out of days, we run out of gas, 100 miles away from a station. There's a war and a plague, smoke and disaster, lions in the Colosseum, screams over laughter, motherless children. A witness and a Bible, nothing but rain ahead, no chance for our survival. Just before the flood comes, just before the night falls, just before the flood runs into the valley, just before my eyes go, just before we can't go no further.
There's danger out there.
It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets.
It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake.
Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life.
So while you might think public speaking
or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving.
Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they're starving or freezing or so very poor. No one laughs at God when a doctor calls after some routine tests. No one's laughing at God when it's gotten real late and their kid's not back from that party yet. No one laughs at God when their airplane starts to uncontrollably shake. No one's laughing at God when they see the one they love hand in hand with someone else and they hope that they're mistaken. No one laughs at God when the cops knock on their door and they say, "We got some bad news, sir." No one's laughing at God when there's a famine, fire, or flood. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a cookout themed joke. Or when the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head, you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told to give you money if you just pray the right way. And when presented like a genie with his magic like Houdini, or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus, God could be so hilarious, ha ha. No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they've lost all they got and they don't know what for. No one laughs at God on a day they realize that the last sight they'll ever see is a pair of hateful eyes. No one's laughing at God when they're saying their goodbyes. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a cookout themed joke. When the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head, you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told to give you money if you just pray the right way. And when presented like a genie with his magic like Houdini, or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus, God could be so hilarious. But no one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. So very poor. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. We're all laughing with God.
Till it's Amanda just waving from London. I know that you're going tomorrow. The hardest decision. And I've been on the side of the phone for a month. And I know you're inhaling. And know that I know what you're feeling. Life's such a bitch, isn't it? When you have a baby, they throw you a party. And then when you die, they get together for a cry. But no one's gonna celebrate you. No one's gonna bring you cake. And no one's gonna shower you with flowers. The doctor won't congratulate you. No one on that pavement's gonna shout at you that your heart also matters. I'm not sure that you'll get this in time. I don't know if you're checking your voicemail at all, but in case it's the morning and you're off of the Green Line and walking through Copley, I want you to stop for a second. I want you to listen. You don't need to offer the right explanation. You don't need to beg for redemption or ask for forgiveness. And you don't need a courtroom inside of your head where you're acting as judge and accused and defendant and witness. It's a strange grief, but it's grief. Look at all the women in the street. You know the statistics, Jill. Even though they may not help, isn't it amazing how we can never tell who is in an identical hell? Gonna celebrate you, no one's gonna bring you cake, and no one's gonna shower you with flowers. The doctor won't congratulate you, no one on that pavement's gonna shout at you that your heart also matters. No one's gonna compliment you, no one's gonna nod their head and wink in league with what you are pursuing. No one's gonna tie surprise balloons onto your desk at work, and no one's gonna ask you how you're doing. But I'll be back in Boston by next Thursday. Why don't I come over? I can bring some friends if you want us to come. We can bring you cake and we can bring you flowers. We can bring you wine and we can talk for hours. Ukulele by request. We'll throw you the best abortion show. Thank you.
song, yeah, every star, every one of them twinkling.
We could have had,
baby, what you thinking?
Moon and the sky, you'll always know.
We had the moon and the sky above. I gave you my love.
I love you.
she couldn't have made a worse move. She sent him 70 letters, and he received them with a strange delight. Just like his wife, but how she was before the tears, and how she was before the years flew by, and how she was when she was beautiful. She sang the letters.
I need fire.
All right, we just had a nice long set of music there, starting out with Patty Griffin and Love Throws a Line, and we heard Regina Spektor laughing with. I'm going to see Regina Spektor this Wednesday. She's playing at the MGM Grand at the Fenway. She's going to be awesome because she is awesome. After that, we heard Amanda Palmer. The name of that song is Voicemail for Jill, and that's from Amanda's solo album, There Will Be No Intermission. It was released in 2019, so the song is 5 years old. She has just repurposed that song as a fundraiser for abortion rights. So I really, really encourage people to watch the music video, the official music video for Voicemail for Jill. It's the song is very moving, and the video is even more so. So good for Amanda Palmer putting her money where her mouth is. We heard Sade and the Moon and the Sky from her album Soldier of Love. Sarah Bareilles with Love Song, going back to 2007 from her album Little Voice. The one, the only, Kate Bush, that was Babushka from her album Never Forever. And we just heard Sam Phillips and I Need Love. It is 12:56. This has been Something About the Women. I'm Jane. Sue, Kirsten, and I host the show, but we are here every Saturday, so tune in next Saturday. And keep that radio tuned to 91.5 WMFO Medford, because Brian Young and a crash course for the ravers coming up at 1 o'clock. Played us out today. Local band, The Breeders, Cannonball. Peace out.